Welcome back to the I'm Doing Fine podcast. I'm Lexi.
I'm Katie.
I'm Carly.
I'm Michelle.
And we just had fall break. It's truly wild how fast the semester is flying by. The trees look so pretty as they change, and the temps are finally getting cooler
Are
after,
they
like,
though?
I know.
Are
They're
they
not. They're
though?
not. They're not. But hopefully that means it's almost time for one of my all-time favorite holidays, Halloween.
Yay.
Everything about Halloween is so incredible to me, like the candy, the weather, the decor, but most of all, spending months planning my costume. And I just want to chat, like, what are some costumes you guys have done that you loved?
Okay, you have to hear me out on this.
Okay, I'm
So
ready. I'm ready.
in fifth grade, my dad and I DIY'd a homemade scuba diver
Stop,
costume. So we
please.
used like 2 liter bottles as the air tank and like spray painted
Oh
them
my
like
God.
Fiona and got like a clear tube and like a binky and lab goggles.
That is
All from the
so
hardware
funny.
store.
Did you guys make your co like were you a make your costume
Yes,
family? Okay.
we were like
That's
mom and costume
awesome, dude.
family.
I love that.
1 year when I was younger, I can't remember how old I was the Queen of Hearts.
Oh.
Oh my God, it was so cute. I was so excited because I got to wear like makeup for the first time. And I was like super young, but the makeup was just red lipstick. But then I also got so mad because it was so cold that year.
Oh, real.
And I had to wear a long sleeve.
Oh,
I had to wear a
nice.
long sleeve
Stop.
under my dress. And I remember fighting with
Don't
my mom about it. I said,
do
"Mom, no, it's gonna ruin the costume."
it.
I was so mad.
Michigan Halloween,
Oh
right?
yeah,
It would
right. It
ruin
was
them. It
horrible.
ruined many costumes for me. I've always been a Halloween costume fanatic, and like ever since I was a kid, I'd get so excited to plan them out. But last year we did two different ones for two different nights, and they had to be some of my like all-time favorites. The first night, my friends and I did Mystery Gang, so
I
I was
love that one
Velma, and my
too.
dog Sequoia was Scooby, and like my friends were the
Oh.
other characters. I know, it was so fun. And then the next night, my partner and I were pirates, and Sequoia was a parrot, and it just was
Stop.
so, it was so precious.
I
So
literally love
I
that.
know, I love when I can like include her in the
That's so
costume.
awesome.
Yeah, it's interesting to hear all your stories. But I like Halloween costumes, but I never tried any of them. I usually wear something orange, which is related to the theme, but I'm thinking of trying to do something different for this
Oh my
Halloween.
God,
Yeah,
that would be so fun. It would
absolutely.
be so fun. So, more to the serious stuff. This week,
Mm-hmm.
we're talking about our fears and how it affects us and how we're working through it. I think someone has something that they're afraid of deep down, but won't say it out loud or just kind of pushes it away and pretends it's not there. Being a college student, sometimes we're expected to have everything together, have our lives together, have our futures together, and like we're supposed to be grown-ups, but like we're not. Like just wrote
We're
that about now.
not
It's like
right.
we are not grown-ups. Like this is crazy. But so I hope some of our fears can be relatable to some of the students listening, and find some comfort in our experiences as well. So for me personally, I have a huge fear of failing or not being good enough. I have always had the thought in my mind, like, what if like all this schooling, all this money spent, what if like all this hard work is for nothing? Like if you all didn't know, and I haven't mentioned it before, I'm working towards a career in medicine. I want to become a doctor one day. If you know anything about med school criteria and the application process, I'm so sorry. It truly consumes all of you and takes so much to even be considered. I work so hard to get clinical hours and experience, line up research opportunities for myself, show I'm giving back to the community by volunteering and getting good grades, all while balancing my personal life and my mental health all at once. And like, it is crazy. Like, every single day of my life is crazy. It is exhausting and I'm trying my best, but even if I am on top of things, I feel like I'm still falling behind. Like, I'm not good enough and like I'm never gonna get into med school. Unfortunately, I also believe this is how my family and friends will see me as a person if like I grow up and like this doesn't work out. Literally nobody in my family except my mom went to college, so they really don't get it. They've always had their opinions about like me being 2 hours away from home and studying and paying so much for school. They just like don't get it. sometimes it feels like they don't support me because they don't get it. Like, they ask me so many questions, and sometimes they just don't get it because they're like, ew, like, why are you doing that? Like, you're wasting so much time, so much money when you could be working, because that's just like what they know. So, like, I think if I don't accomplish this goal of becoming a doctor, they'll have like, oh, I told you so. Like, we knew this wasn't gonna happen, blah, 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 blah. That type of thing. And it's so hard and frustrating because, like, I care so much about what my family thinks. And, like, it's a pro and a con. But at the end of the day, like, this is gonna be my job, not theirs.
Yeah, for
I don't know
families,
why
yeah.
I care so much. It's so hard for me to, like, just let go of that. I've been working with this since freshman year. Like, I've always felt this way ever since I moved away, which sucks, but I'm getting better. I always tell myself, although these feelings are really real, no one has actually come out and said, like, I can't do this to my face. Like, no one has actually, like, said that to me. So it's like, there is probably a reason why I'm feeling this way. Like, the signs and the questions and, like, the behind the back judgment, like, I feel it. But it's not worth it enough to let it control my life and consume me and make this like a whole thing, because ultimately it affects my education and me actually getting there. And my future doesn't depend on them and them believing me in me. It depends on myself and what I do for myself. So I just need to separate myself from these thoughts and be great for myself and not anybody else. Like, they are not gonna like come to work with me every day, and they're not gonna like, it's just hard for me to like kind of believe. Like, I know this is what I feel, and I know that they're not gonna be doing this with me in the future, but it's just hard for me to like let it not affect me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no,
It's hard.
I totally get that. And I relate to a lot of the stuff you talked about.
Yeah.
This prompt comes at a good time because I'm applying to PhD programs next month and I am terrified of not getting accepted because they're so competitive.
Yeah.
Similar to you, like, I don't know if you guys know what the application process is like, but it is no joke and it is consuming my life, like, absolutely. And I've been planning and prepping for my grad school application literally since high school, but I'm so worried that it just won't be enough because it is so competitive. But it's tough because I truly don't want to do anything else. It took me a long time to really discover what I wanted to do. Like, I started college wanting to be a therapist, then I switched to a clinical psychologist, and then finally landed on pursuing a sociology PhD to be a professor and researcher like my junior year. And it feels so right, and I'm so passionate and excited about it. So imagining not being able to actually do it like truly haunts me.
No, I get that.
Like, oh my God. And then, like, even if I do get in, I often worry that I wouldn't be able to succeed in the program because my mental health could get worse, or even that if I made it through grad school, there's no way I could be successful long term as a professor. Like, it just goes on and on, you know? And I really struggled mentally freshman year. And honestly, it wasn't until this year that I've started truly feeling like, quote unquote, like better. But because my mental health was so unstable for so long, there's always a fear in the back of my mind that me doing better right now is just temporary and like it won't last, you know? And I know that isn't true because I'm doing better because of things I do have control over. And when I'm really struggling with anxiety over it, I remind myself that I got through hard things doing much worse mentally. So I'm more than qualified to get through this too. And my therapist has also been a big help during all of this. She reminds me that I've always ended up exactly where I'm meant to be, even if it sounds cheesy. But like, even
It's
when
so
things, it
true.
is like, I'm telling you,
It's
even when things felt like so scary, and I can think back like in my life, like in high school and then early college, like being so genuinely like horrified, like for the future. And now here we are, and it was
so true.
fine. Like, it
Like, yeah,
truly was, it's
everything's
fine. It
fine
all works
now.
out. So, whether I get into grad school or not, I know I'll find my way and I will be okay regardless, which is, you know, just got to keep that in mind. So,
I get that
yeah.
so hard. A lot of my fears are definitely linked to just having imposter syndrome.
So real. So real.
I feel like I grew up as like the naturally smart kid. I feel like a lot of people have that, and that gave me the mentality that like school would just always be like easy. Like that would be the one thing that was perfect for me. But when I came to college, I basically had to create like a whole new mindset, a whole new work ethic, because learning just does not come as naturally to me as it used to. But this change in how I have to work at school has given me like a little bit of imposter syndrome, because like I assume that, oh, since I have to work extra hard, that means I'm not good enough for like any of my goals. I'm like, oh, why am I struggling in like my major specific classes? That makes me like I'm not super.
So that's real, dude.
So awesome. Because like the way you just said that was so like validating. And like I feel like that, but like I haven't been able to like put that into words. And like actually putting it into words is like mind blowing to me.
It's so frustrating because I'm like, why am I struggling in like a class that I'm so passionate about? I'm like, that must mean I'm like horrible at it.
Literally.
But it's completely normal. And like, I just catch myself thinking that like, if I'm not automatically great, that means I do not belong in this field or I should be doing something else. Mm-hmm. But a quote that really stuck with me that I actually heard at like an event I went to a couple of like weeks ago is, if it's not scaring you, you aren't dreaming big enough. So that's like what's getting me through and reminding myself. Like,
I love
it's
that.
So I love normal. That. It's important to struggle even. Right. And that just means I'm learning, but and it means I'm passionate, but it's also, I feel like, a good reminder to everyone that like those people that like say they don't study, they say they just like,
dude,
just always get A's. Like, I don't study, they're lying. They're always
literally
lying.
All liars.
They are like, I'm sorry, but if like in chemistry, there's no,
bro, no way. No way.
So yeah, having doubts about yourself and just having to work hard to overcome those doubts is just very natural part of college.
Absolutely. No, I loved that.
That was so good.
So coming to me, like, I have a fear of taking important decisions, especially when it comes to my life, either personal or professional. From childhood, I have this habit of thinking a lot before making a decision, because I analyze everything and still have doubts like whether I'm doing correct or not. It is mostly due to my fear of failure or due to the consequences I have to fail if I took the bad decision and the people's judgment if I end up making wrong one. This all make me scared to take the decision, which has a lot of impact on me. Sometimes I overthink to extremes, which disturbs my other part of life, and or try to take the safe decisions or opinion of others. But I have this unique thing, like whatever the big decision related to my life should be with my own, will not be influenced by others. So to make decisions on my own, I started thinking about my fears and understanding them, which is mainly due to the fear of consequences or uncertainty. I started understanding that there is no such thing as right decision every time. And every decision in your life will teach you something and prepare you for the next steps in the life. I also started understanding that outcome or results are not in our hands. We just have to do our best in everything. As part of overcoming this, I had taken a decision to do my master's abroad. I mean, like in here. Though I have my own set of difficulties here, it is teaching me the many things and gives a different perspective that makes me feel good about my decision without any regrets.
I love that.
I still think a lot before making a big decision, but I'm trying to work on thinking not too much about the consequences, especially the one I don't know whether it will be either positive or negative.
I love that.
So relatable, though.
Yeah, it's great to hear about the fears and strategies or things all of us are doing to overcome this, because most of these are very relatable, and I'm sure many people will relate themselves to this. Now, let's talk about some mindful moments.
Yeah.
Hello, mindful moments. Sequoia and I have been, my dog, I've been getting up and going for a walk first thing in the morning before I take my meds. And that's like an important aspect of it, because I take stimulants for ADHD, which truly save my life every day. Like, I'm not bad talking stimulants, okay? But they can make me feel a lot less connected to myself and my life. Like, there's kind of a robotic, for anybody that's taking stimulants, there's kind of like a robotic, sped up feeling of them. And I find, like, I get up in the morning and I take my meds, and then all day, you know, I feel like that, and then I go to bed. And so I really have felt kind of just disconnected from myself. So we get up in the morning, we go for a walk before we take our meds, before everything gets so busy. And I just get to enjoy being outside with Sequoia and letting myself kind of think freely. And honestly, it's been really good for both my mental health and Sequoia's, because she gets to kind of like start her day in the morning too. So it's nice to start off on a mindful note, you know?
I love that. That is so awesome. I've been stealing my roommate's puppy. I've been kidnapping the puppy. I've been taking him to the ravine.
So cute.
Have you been to the ravines?
Have I park? Been to the ravines?
Okay. You know how there's that little track in
yeah,
the middle?
Yeah.
Oh my god. This dog will run and sprint and so attack any cute, dog. And like, baby. Oh my god, I love it. Not attack in a bad way. Okay.
Happily
like, attack. Happily attack, joyfully. Happily go kind of wrestle with them a little bit.
So cute.
While I can like walk around the track. Like, this is so awesome. And like, I hate that it's getting colder out.
I know,
but I have so much fun. And like, seeing all the dogs playing is like so healing.
It is so healing. It's, I know.
Like,
I know.
Can't everything be like this? Yeah. No, I literally. Really love it, and sometimes my roommate goes with me, whose dog it actually is.
That's so
and then
fun.
We walk together, and it's just like a little fun thing.
Truly
oh my god,
ideal!
Shut up! It makes me so happy just talking about it.
Yeah. So I started watching the movies and series which have been on my list for so long.
Oh,
because
that.
Like after COVID, I stopped doing the binge watching.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's like the COVID
do it anymore.
But now that's recently so I have started it.
Aww.
With limited time.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
I literally love that so much.
I've been trying to watch stuff that's on my list because I'm so down about
too.
Watching
I'm
TV
too.
So
I just start and I stop. And
yeah.
Then, yeah.
But my main thing is I've been trying to keep in touch with my long distance friends and family much more often. It's helped me so much because I feel like I don't see them very often, so I like forget how much
yeah.
I miss
yeah
until I like start talking
that's
to
so
them.
Relatable.
So it's nice to take time like out of each day to either FaceTime people or like actually plan events, because I have some friends from like I used to work with them. We haven't seen each other in like 6 months and we're like, wait, why don't we just plan to hang out?
Like we're allowed to hang out.
That's so cute. Okay.
Nice. It gives me something to look forward to.
Yeah. Oh, that's so
important.
Oh my god.
It's very relatable because I can
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just so when I do the FaceTime or anything,
yeah.
I feel very
it's
happy
so
and
yeah.
I feel connected to them.
And you feel good after that.
You know, and like technology makes it so easy.
Yeah,
you're
yeah,
like, yeah.
Like just texting.
For real. For
mm-hmm.
real. Yeah.
Yeah, with that, thank you to everyone for listening to our podcast again. We will see you next month.
Bye, guys.